Snow showers in April bring us the month of May. Soon it will be the month of May, an exciting month of the year, a month of wonders. The amazing beauty and mystery of this world wraps itself into May. May is family month. There are the Mother's Day celebrations, graduations, and the May flowers help us celebrate and also honor the dead on loved ones' graves. The beauty and drama of this world entwines the whole month of May. The first Thursday in May is a National Day of Prayer. The entire month of April has been Pray USA, and people everywhere have become more aware of the power of intercessory prayer. A National Day of Prayer has been an American tradition since the Continental Congress first declared its need for godly wisdom in 1775. Then, in 1952, Congress passed a joint resolution establishing an official day of prayer. The law was amended in 1988, permanently setting the day as the first Thursday in May. This year, one of the speakers in Washington, D.C. will be Dr. John C. Maxwell. It was my privilege to attend a prayer seminar he presented recently in Houston, Texas. He is the author of the book, Partners in Prayer. His life was changed when a stranger came to him and stated, "John, I believe God has called me, a layman, to disciple, encourage, and pray for pastors. And the reason I came here today is so that I could pray for you." With those words, John Maxwell saw his agenda replaced by God's agenda. This stranger who felt the need to pray for this pastor fulfilled a need in Maxwell that he didn't even know he had. The results were very evident 14 years later in the 3,500-member church the pastor served. Many people who have become partners in prayer have strengthened their prayer life and reaped the benefits of the power of prayer. Warm thoughts. If you pray for one another, you will be helped yourself. Yiddish proverb. For more of our nation's life is shaped by prayer than is formed by legislation, the single most important action contributing to whatever health and strength there is in our land is prayer. Eugene Peterson. May the month of May bring you many warm thoughts. Warm Thoughts from the Little Home on the Prairie, Over a Cup of Tea, by Dr. Luetta G. Werner. Published in the Marian Record, April 24th, 1997.